The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, I am Avra Lewis with the North Carolina Reading Service, and for the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Essence Magazine. The first article is titled, The Perfect Fit, the creative partnership between IT Girl Kiki Palmer and fashion designer Sergio Hudson is practically breaking the internet. This dynamic duo is keeping it clutch and leaving no crumbs on the table. The first Monday in May is considered the Super Bowl of high fashion, the moment when designers, models, actors, and recording artists all wearing jaw-dropping couture storm the grand red-carpeted staircase of the Metropolitan Museum of Art on Manhattan's Upper East Side to preen and be the scene. The Met Gala, hosted by Vogue's Anna Wintour, is the hottest ticket on the planet, one of the most coveted invitations in the world, an annual extravaganza that lights up the globe in a blaze of glitz and glamour. For one night only, this exclusive bash is the epicenter of pop culture, overtaking headline news and flooding social media timelines with an explosion of content curated memes and comments to the tune of 12.3 billion impressions related to the hashtag Met Gala within 2 days of the event. Needless to say, the Met Gala sizzles with ultra VIP energy, and this year, while all eyes were expected to be on co-chair Michaela Hole and other attendees, including Rihanna, ASAP Rocky, Anouk, Ya, and Lil Nas X, there was one star whose presence at this hyper-visible megawatt media spectacular stole the show, Kiki Palmer, who had given birth to her son, Leotis Leo, and Relton Jackson, just over 2 months before, stepped onto the red carpet and ate. In that shining moment, Palmer used fashion and grown black woman beauty to transform herself from former child star, Girl Next Door, and America's Sweetheart into a gorgeous woman with dangerous curves, high-octane confidence, and a newfound glow-up that had us all transfixed. Palmer's secret weapons were black motherhood and the red-hot fashion designer Sergio Hudson, who not only dressed her for the event, but oversaw every detail of her hair and makeup, ensuring that the slayage was real, atomic, and iconic. Hudson isn't just a visionary, he's also bold. One day, while scrolling on Instagram, he noticed that Michelle Obama's stylist, Meredith Coop, was following him. So I jumped in her DMs and was like, I would love to dress Mrs. Obama. And she messaged back, and it was like the easiest thing that ever happened. Hudson says, beaming at that memory, he went on to dress Mrs. Obama for her Becoming book tour, a purple jumpsuit in Atlanta, and a midnight blue sequin jumpsuit for the Essence Festival of Culture in New Orleans, both times with his signature Sergio Hudson belt. Coop then asked Hudson if he would dress the Forever First Lady for the 2021 inauguration. When Mrs. Obama walked out in the monochromatic Sergio Hudson burgundy coat, turtleneck, pants, and belt, wearing a black face mask. She took the world's breath away. You know what? It was humbling, Hudson says now. You worked so hard and you planned so firmly to have these moments as a designer. If anybody tells you they don't plan for these moments, they are lying. We all plan for them because we know that this is what's going to make your career. But to actually get that moment, it's like a kiss on the cheek from the universe. You've been really grinding and trying and believing in your destiny and trusting in God to make this happen. And then it did. That Michelle Obama moment changed the trajectory of Hudson's fashion brand in one fell swoop. All of us can remember when we saw our forever first lady grace the inauguration stage, says Daniel. I realized it was Sergio Hudson's design when I saw the belt. That iconic moment was an endorsement of Sergio Hudson. It opened doors to prestigious retailers like Bergdorf Goodman, Neiman Marcus, Saks Fifth Avenue, and Net A Porter. It not only elevated Sergio's career, but also signaled a movement of support for Black designers. Hudson happened to be in Washington, D.C. to deliver Vice President Kamala Harris's looks for the inauguration events as well. When I saw Mrs. Obama walk in, it was like chills went down my spine and I felt a shift. He remembers. I knew this was different. And in that moment, I could feel that my entire life had changed. For sure, I always say that my life before January 20, 2021 and after is like night and day. Everyone else knew it too. That afternoon, Hudson boarded a flight to Atlanta for a photo shoot. And when the plane landed, there were 20 press requests for interviews. The Sergio Hudson website crashed with all the searches, requests, and orders. And just like that, luxury retailers welcomed Sergio Hudson inside. Today, Tracee Ellis Ross, Issa Rae, and Blake Lively all wear his clothing. And his Sergio Hudson X Target collaboration has further broadened his territory. The collaboration with Target showcased Sergio's brilliance for design and his attention to quality, even at a lower price point, says Daniel. It's not only expanded his reach to a wider audience, but also exemplified his commitment to accessibility and inclusivity in the world of high fashion. And the collection, like all of his work, was stunning. I bought several pieces myself. Both Kiki Palmer and Sergio Hudson agree that their creative partnership is the perfect next chapter for their two-story book careers, promising an iconic visual legacy for both artists. This sort of designer and muse relationship is historic in the fashion industry, harkening back to Yves Saint Laurent and Betty Katrux, Willie Smith and Bethann Hardison, Azzedine Alaia and Grace Jones, Patrick Kelly and Josephine Baker, Hubert Da Vinci and Audrey Hepburn, and Beyoncé, Alston and Liza Minnelli, and so many more. Until now, the only muse I have ever had a relationship with was my mom, says Hudson. But when Kiki and I first met, immediately there was this click. We were right there. She said she had this immediate trust in me, and all I really wanted was to make her look as beautiful as she was. She so inspires me. Her talent is limitless. Hudson admits that his husband, Devon Jenkins, probably gets tired of him talking about Kiki. She's like my work wife at this point. the designer says with a laugh. And I'm always telling him, God, baby, she's just so talented. It's so inspiring as a creative to work with somebody who's that talented and that brilliant. She's like 10 years younger than me and just so wise beyond her years. In this artistic collaboration, all the feelings are mutual. The first time we met, it was like very chill, Palmer recalls. And then as time went on, he kept showing more of his personality. And I think what really inspired me was that he was living for me so much. It was empowering me. And I guess I was inspiring him as well. Hudson doesn't take lightly Palmer's faith in his ability to create the right looks for her. I think the designer-muse relationship is like give and take, he says thoughtfully. She pours into me, and then I pour into her and onto her. I see a vision of who she is and where she should be, style-wise. I can relate her to the Sergio Hudson customer because she's a beautiful woman. She's brought new joy into what I do because sometimes when you get into this business, you can lose your joy in what you're doing. I had found myself in that place right before the Met Gala, and I feel like my relationship with Kiki is a gift. It rejuvenated me. It was like, okay, this is what you need to be doing. This is where you need to be going. Kiki got me excited about fashion again. Even Palmer's mom can see that as designer and muse, these two were meant to be. I love it because they are having a ball together, says Sharon Palmer. I mean, it isn't work for them. It's truly two creative people who enjoy each other's company. Kiki is playing dress up with Sergio Hudson, and yet Palmer understands better than anyone that her partnership with Hudson is about more than play. It's about doing the work brilliantly and having its genius be recognized. When these designers go to the Met Gala, especially if they're not someone like Michael Kors, their hope and their desire is to put their art at the forefront in a place where there will be eyeballs and where there's going to be appreciation for their level of creativity, she explains. So I was excited for Sergio to not just have my look, but also three other looks there that showcased him as a designer and let people see just how talented and fabulous he is. But the best part for me was that I got to share that viral moment with him, our first time together at the Met Gala. The next article is titled, The Real Little Mermaid. As one of the very few black female marine ecologists, Bahamian climate advocate Alana Vellacott is making a splash to bring about change and representation. The ocean is for everyone, states Alana Vellacott, 33, after a morning of snorkeling amid thriving and vibrant coral that borders stark white reef graveyards. As she playfully dived and gracefully glided through the shimmering canals of Grand Bahama Island, pointing out the diverse species, the depths of her passion were as crystal clear as the water. This born, bred, and Bahamian marine ecologist, a real-life black Little Mermaid, is on a mission to protect the ocean and the waters that raised her. The ocean is in need of everyone, she stresses. For over a decade, Vellacott has been working in marine research, conservation, and education in the Bahamas. She is now the coral restoration specialist at Coral Vita, the world's first commercial land-based coral farm for reef restoration. To help coral live their best life, her tasks vary from cleaning algae off the sessile organisms growing at the farm to replanting new healthy coral in nearby reefs. She is a fierce climate advocate, reminding her audience of more than 26,000 on Instagram that we can protect our oceans by reducing single-use plastics like water and shampoo bottles, as well as plastic-wrapped produce, and also by voting for politicians who prioritize sustainability solutions. Little things add up, she affirms. Vellacott is also an underwater model who has been featured in a campaign for Brandon Blackwood's first swimwear collection. And the GoPro ambassador is the first Bohemian Professional Association of Diving Instructors ambassador, showing the world that Black women can be divers, scientists, and ocean protectors. Her commitment to coral is deeply tied to her love for her homeland. Coral reefs protect coasts against storm surges, waves, and erosion, particularly those experienced during hurricanes, and 80% of the Caribbean reefs have already died, according to Coral Vita. Acres of barren trees line the roads of Grand Bahama Island as a reminder that Hurricane Dorian left communities underwater for days in September 2019. Vellacott notes that climate change has adversely affected the island dating back to 1999, when Hurricane Floyd destroyed homes and livelihoods, causing many people to leave the island nation permanently. Now she's on a mission of preservation every time she enters the great deep. I think I was just born to be this water person, Vellacott says. She grew up in a home that bordered the canals, and her neighbors were subsistence fishermen. 10 steps away from my backyard, I had access to turtles, sharks, and fish that would swim up to my feet, she recalls. When she wasn't in school, she was swimming and fishing with her friends. Her father was a biology teacher and would often offer facts about the aquatic creatures she saw. All of that turned into this passion for the ocean, she reflects. I had no idea that it was teeing me up for a career in marine science. Her time at the prestigious Cape Eleuthera Island School in Eleuthera, another island in the Bahamas, and an internship studying sharks led her to marine studies. According to Zipia.com, only 3.2% of marine scientists in the U.S. are African American, and as one of a small number of Black women in the industry globally, Vellacott says that representation matters deeply. I'll find myself on boats, and I'm the only female, and I'm most definitely the only Black person, she says, or I'll be in a scientific space and I'm either the only woman or the only Black person or one of very few. Recently, she linked up with Black in Marine Science, BIMS, an organization founded by Tierra Moore, PhD, to help more Black Bahamians get scuba certified. She emphasizes the importance of opening doors for Black women in her field. If I'm going to be the first in a space, I need to be the last First, she says, she acknowledges the power of media representation to inspire Black and Brown youth interested in diving or marine science. Villacott was a diver featured in Samuel L. Jackson's produced docuseries Enslaved, which explored the transatlantic slave trade via sunken ships on the ocean floor. She firmly believes that children of color need to see scientists and divers who look like them in order to believe it's possible for them to join the field. Black children aren't the only ones who benefit from seeing this kind of representation, as it's never too late to take an interest in exploring the ocean. Her advice to African American women who are curious about diving is to be brave while also accepting that ancestral trauma and lack of access are real when one's encountering the water. The ocean was a punishment or a grave for some of us, Villacott states, but we can reclaim the water. She points to the increasing number of Black mermaids connecting through hashtags like Black Scuba Divers and the Instagram account #AfroMermaid as a means of inspiration. Look at me diving in the water, says Villacott. Black people can swim. The ocean is within all of us. The next article is from BlackEnterprise.com and the title is Black Couple from California Launch Series of Real Estate Investment Courses. Charles Moore and Myesha Carter, an innovative Black couple from Los Angeles, are revolutionizing real estate investment by launching their affordable real estate investment course series. Charles Moore and Myesha Carter, an innovative African-American couple from Los Angeles, California, are revolutionizing real estate investment accessibility with the launch of their affordable real estate investment course series. As seasoned real estate professionals with years of experience, they have passion for fostering financial growth and are excited to announce that enrollment is open for their transformative online course series. This initiative is only open and available twice a year and aims to impart unconventional yet successful real estate investment strategies that have been honed and perfected over 5 years. With a commitment to making quality education accessible, this couple brings forth an opportunity that not only equips but also caters to the budget-conscious investor and levels the playing field. Myesha shares her enthusiasm. We are here to help our clients start up, invest up, and scale up. This is why it is good to tap into a community of like-minded people to pursue real estate investment. Venturing into the world of real estate investment often requires navigating uncharted waters. Considering this, the couple's real estate investment courses are designed to offer guidance for people eager to explore innovative investment avenues. A pivotal focus on this online course lies in aiding individuals in mastering the intricacies of land and real estate government auctions, as well as property liens. These aspects, often overlooked, hold immense potential for those who understand how to navigate them effectively. The course delves deep into the nuances, enabling participants to emerge with a comprehensive understanding. The highly anticipated real estate investment class series titled Getting Ready for the Auction stands as a testament to the couple's commitment to education. This course is a total of 10 modules, 8 primary modules, and 2 bonus ones. And this series will give the participants the tools and knowledge to understand the option process. The modules include a free webinar, Understanding Tax Liens and Tax Deeds Property Auction. The next series is How to Bid at the Property Auction. Series 3, Researching Tax Property. Series 4, Getting the Auction Rules. Series 5, Searching for Liens. Series 6, Zoning. Series 7, Board of Health and Properties. Series 8, Winning the Bid. The last two series are bonus sessions titled What to Do with Properties and lastly, Creating Your Team. We believe that everyone should have access to effective investment education, says Myesha. Her husband Charles comments, our courses are designed to empower individuals with the knowledge and strategies necessary to explore unconventional avenues in real estate. Enrollment for these courses is open now, offering a unique opportunity to learn directly from experts who have successfully implemented the very same strategies they teach. Participants gain access to a treasure trove of practical insights, industry secrets, and actionable tips that can pave the way to realizing their real estate aspirations. For further information and enrollment details, interested individuals can reach out to famo@theseoquen.net. That email again is famo@theseoquen.net. Their courses promise a transformative journey, unlocking doors to lucrative investment opportunities. Graduates of the course series emerge not just equipped but confidently prepared to navigate the intricate financial and legal complexities of real estate auctions across the United States. The next article from BlackEnterprise.com is titled Atlanta's Black-Owned Busy Bee Cafe Receives Michelin Honor. Atlanta foodies are celebrating the release of the city's first Michelin Guide. Of the guide's honorees, a Black-owned soul food spot, the Busy Bee Cafe is making a name for itself as an establishment of good eats, winning the 2023 Bibb Gourmand Award. Known as the South on a Plate, Busy Bee has been serving Southern classics since 1947 and is already famous in Atlanta's Vine City neighborhood. Well, we have run out of time for today's episode of Essence. We hope you enjoyed it and be sure to listen next time. I am Avra Lewis, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Essence is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.